Good morning, and welcome to Words from the Honeycomb with Joanna Eccles. Today we're going to be talking about asking the Father for bread. And when we ask God for the things that we need, He doesn't sit up there and go, "Ugh, you'll get nothing in Lincoln." The Father loves giving good things to His children, and He wants us to know that He gives us good things at the right time and in the right amounts so we can use them for His purposes. Recently, I met a man fishing with his daughter at the park, and this beautiful 3-year-old little girl, she had a mop of blonde curls, and it just illustrated the joy of asking her father for bread. While he fished, she lured 2 mallard ducks to a corner by the pier by throwing small chunks of bread. One bird was so funny, he shook his tail feathers in excitement and he honked for his lunch. And the dad only gave his little girl a few bread fragments at a time. Again and again, she turned back to her father and asked for more. Every time, he gave her some crumbs to distribute. Matthew 7:7-11 says, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. To he who seeks finds. And to him who knocks it will be open. For what man is there among you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, we'll give him a serpent. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him?" Never once did the father tell his daughter she'd ask for bread too many times. He always supplied her needs. However, the father also didn't give his daughter the whole loaf of bread at once. He knew at age 3 she wasn't responsible enough to use it properly. She probably would have thrown the whole loaf of bread at the ducks instead of the small pieces that they could digest. The same way, our Heavenly Father only gives us what we need in the moment. We grow dependent on the Lord when we ask for His strength every day. And our faith increases when God continually provides for us. This child didn't hoard what she received, but she also passed it along to the ducks. When the Father gives good things to us, often we should share that wisdom and those blessings with others. We aren't to hide truth, but shout it on the rooftops. We serve a generous and caring God. He won't give us a stone if we ask for bread. He knows our needs and responds to our requests. And sometimes we don't have anything to give others because we're trying to provide it from our own strength and our own abilities. But apart from Christ, we can do nothing, according to John 15:5. We have to go to God daily to fill our needs. Then we have wholesome words to feed hungry souls. Have you ever tried to do something in your own strength? I have. That didn't go so well for me, honestly. And so today I choose to ask my Father for my every need, knowing His face lights up with joy to give good things to His child. May we enjoy the good things that come from above and share them with the world around us. Thanks and have a great day.